The Isaiah scripture, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when divining plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The lighting of the Advent wreath by the Guines family, and it's also true with the hanging of the greens over the windows and above the fireplace and throughout our houses. These are rituals of church and home and have been for centuries. Since the cold and stormy weather of winter follows the fall season, people in the early British and European medieval castles needed a time of festivity to heat up the flesh and to get the blood circulating. Since green is a color of summer and therefore mild weather, it became the popular color for those stark, chilling, foreboding castle halls. Greens and holly, therefore, decked the castle rooms, and the eternally green tree, the evergreen, was cut and placed in the great room and later in the homes. The ancient Romans used greens during their festival of Saturnalia, held in late December. And early Christians adopted the use of greens for the celebration of Christmas. In Europe, the pagans, by the way, pagan means people of the field, people of the field. And the heathens, and heathen means people of the heather. They hung evergreens above their doors during the winter months since they believed the woodland spirits wandered about in the cold, and therefore they offered them shelter in their homes, expecting to receive good fortune and great health. Ruth Ann and I were talking a little bit about this past week, weren't we? As a side note, the pagans and the heathens, you know, they're always the ones who are being attacked by the Christians and by others. But the pagans and the heathens, they were earth people worshiping sun and moon and water and earth. They were native to Europe and contributed and nurtured a similar worship tradition as do the Native Americans here in our country. In Germany during the 16th century, branches of fir and spruce were intertwined in circular shapes by Christians because this symbolized the love of God, which has no beginning and no end. These wreaths were laid on a table in every home, and on the four Sundays preceding Christmas, candles were attached and lit in preparation for the coming of the Christ child. The need for us to bring green things, though, into our lives in the midst of winter, it's not just something we do for symbolic value. The same is true when we share in communion and baptism and confirmation, and marriages and funerals, and other rituals of song and celebration. All of these rites of passage and sacred ceremonies, they have to do with memories and feelings and emotions, and they are firmly rooted in our hearts and in our souls. We've just been, it's the weekend of Thanksgiving, and we've been with extensions of the Dowd family over this Thanksgiving weekend, and many of you have been with your families as well, you know. And these are holidays or holy days, because as we gather with family and friends and in church, there are many opportunities to resurrect memories, both good and bad. Often we'll open old picture albums. I'm not sure what happens to you, but when I see pictures of the past with Catherine, and incidentally back then during the college days, she was known as Kathy. Don't call her Kathy. She's known as Catherine now. She changed her name. But at Albion College and at various eateries like Cascarelli's and Charlie's, I can smell the pizza. I can smell the smoke. Yeah, people smoked in the restaurants back then. That was about 80 years ago. And I can even smell her perfume. It all comes rushing back. I remember parts of our conversation, the enjoyment of a movie in Norris Auditorium later that evening. It's interesting how these old photographs of a now aged couple suddenly make for young memories and get the blood flowing again. Thanksgiving and Christmas, indeed, they're seasons of emotions. We share memories, singing Silent Night, Holy Night, Joy to the World, decorating Christmas trees, attending musicals, Christmas pageants, gathering together for services of carols and candles and scriptures on Christmas Eve, the Sunday following. It's a recovery of emotions, and these services name us in a way, which is why we must repeat what is near and dear to us every year. As we enter this sanctuary, we're a little bit older, and our families have grown a little bit more, but we feel rich and right and worthy here in this place. We feel included, accepted, and welcomed because this church family loves us and cares about who we are and what we do, and they have been and always will be there for us through times of desperation and tragedy, as well as through times of comfort and joy. Here in this place, we experience God's presence and know God's love by bearing each other's burdens. Green things brighten this sanctuary, but our love and emotions continue to bring light and life to others. Symbolic ritual is important, but if it is not transformed into action, then it's worthless. It is just going through the motions. But we are a people of God, followers of Jesus, and therefore we are individuals of action, pilgrims on a journey, a people on the move. We must go through the emotions and transform the lives of others by sharing deeply in our life together. Now, I came in here last night, and I was walking around in the dark. There's a little light, though, that goes on and seems to spotlight where I am at every moment. So if you're in here in the dark and something happens, the light goes on, it's right over there. Somebody put it there. I saw all of these cheery decorations, the beautiful poinsettia plant here. Now, who gave this? Anne Lockwood. She received it at the symphony last Sunday, but... She has a cat. And, okay, well, that explains it. But we get to enjoy Anne's beautiful poinsettia plant this morning. And I saw that, and, of course, the tree was set up, but we need to put the ornaments on it. Think of all of the wreaths up there. I wondered who put those up. I guess Richard probably did that. I know a ghost team was here yesterday. Sarah, some others, Penny. But anyway, I'm glad somebody else put those up there. But really, as I look over the sanctuary, now filled with all of you, the people, ready, excited, with singing carols, reading scriptures, doing church, this is the complete picture. It's the people, You are the church. And today, we will remember tradition and engage in a memory and once again go through the emotions of living and giving again and again. Now, that's the end of the sermon, but I did have a conversation with Penny, and she said, now, you know, you might want to add a few things here, because Penny is the great clarifier. You lead me on, Penny. Thank you for your gift. Because Penny said, you know, John, this is really not hanging of the greens. It's trimming of the tree. You're right. I give you that. I'm correct. I've also been greatly informed that the portion of the service where women go up to hang ornaments separate from the men does not fit the tradition of the church necessarily. And therefore, any men who would like to go up with the women, please do so. And likewise, when it's the turn for the men, the women, you can go up to as well. Mix and match. I don't care. The point is to invite everyone to hang the ornaments by any procedure we see fit, because that's what congregationalism is all about. So let us welcome in the season of Advent, leading us on to Christmas in this, our hanging of the greens, trimming of the tree, mix and match celebration. Amen.